News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR.
I'm joined by Charlie Weston, personal finance editor with the Irish Independent, to bring us up to speed on some stories you may not yet have heard and to give analysis on some of those that you have. And we start with a weird one, Charlie, which is the submachine gun that fell off, I was going to say a truck, but fell off the back of a Garda car.
It's just extraordinary, Anton, yeah. And it's not the first time this has happened either.
Well, this is the amazing thing. Twice?
Yeah, twice. Recently, this is the Irish Times reporting this morning that in April, a Garda car was driving along the North Quays in Dublin and a submachine gun fell out of, it was in a bag, it fell out of the back of the car. It's like something an old fellow would tell you at the bar, in the pub, or the start of a bad joke. But apparently a member of the public saw the bag, realised it had come out of the back of a Garda car, alerted another Garda car, they retrieved
it quickly.
So
the first guards didn't spot that the submachine gun had fallen out of the boot?
This is just extraordinary as well. How many times have you or I gone to B&Q or Woody's, put a lot of stuff in the boot, and it didn't pop out in the road somewhere? So I don't know how this is happening. In the city centre, in the North Quays, a machine gun capable of firing 1,000 rounds a minute. I mean, 1,000 rounds a minute, that could do some damage. So a senior guard is now looking at this. There's going to be an investigation into what happened here. And, you know, as we say, it happened in 2018 as well. And there was a recommendation made that some kind of netting should be in the boots of these cars to hold in the likes of a machine gun to stop them falling out. And there was also an attempt to discipline the Garda member who was responsible for the firearm. But according to the Irish Times, this was resisted by the ranks, within the ranks of the Garda. So, you know, extraordinary, strange one.
Surely you can buy a rack. There must be a rack that you can buy for your submachine gun.
Well, in America, you know, in states where you're allowed to carry a firearm, you that's fine.
The cops all have gun racks in their cars. They have gun racks on their motorbikes.
But it has to be properly stored in the car, stored somewhere that it won't just pop out. Yes, it must be very easy to have some kind of a system where it's strapped in or it's under a netting so that it's not vulnerable to popping out if a car goes over a ramp and the boot malfunctions and the machine gun hops out on the road.
Yeah, you still want to paraphrase Oscar Wilde, to lose one machine gun is unfortunate, but to lose two.
Yeah, it looks like a problem here now. And strangely, the Garda watchdog agency, FISRU, hasn't commented on this, but they will have to look at this. I mean, this is a big one. This is very serious.
Yeah, a story breaking today. Some fella in the Irish Independent by the name of Charlie Weston has a story about Revolut customers having to do refunds, or rather being in receipt of refunds.
Yeah, if you're one of the 3.4 million Revolut customers, maybe you're one of these who'll get a refund. Now, the refunds are not big, Anton, but what happened was there was a problem with ATM charges. You know, people with Revolut accounts don't normally take money out of an ATM, but sometimes they do. And when they did back in, we're going back here to 2023 and up to February 24, some of them were incorrectly charged. Now, Revolut are saying it's a third-party issue, it was a third-party provider who did this, it was a problem. We've stepped in, we've resolved it, and we're making refunds. They're not big refunds, they're small amounts, but it does involve almost 112,000 customers who took out money out of an ATM over that period. So, you know, you might just see a little credit in your account if you're a Revolut customer.
And by the way, I suppose there is a supposition, accurately or not, that it may be difficult to get Revolut to deal with issues like that because they don't have the kind of physical infrastructure of branches that you can walk into that some of the traditional banks might have. Is that the case, or do they tend to be good in these kind of issues?
Yeah, they don't have branches. There isn't a call helpline, which is, you know, I would have my main account in AIB, but I have Revolut as well. But I think it's a big problem. If you have an issue with a credit card or something, you want to call somebody quickly. So they don't have that. They may have to do that now if they ever get around to issuing mortgages here. I mean, you know, that you people who have an issue with a mortgage are about to draw one down, they want to speak to a human being, not a chat box. So that can be an issue, it certainly is. But look at the growth of Revolut is extraordinary here. 3.4 million people have an account in this island.
Is it that many? 3.4?
Just in the Republic, yeah. Wow. And they've added an extra 100,000 in the last year, you know.
Well, if you want further details, that Charlie's piece is, of course, inside the Irish Independent. The Titan submersible disaster. Stockton Rush and his passengers taken down to the Titanic all died in the Endeavour. And the Canadian Safety Board has done an analysis, and it is a damning report.
Damning, absolutely damning. You're right. This submersible sunk off Newfoundland. So the Canadians have done a report into it, and they have highlighted a series of failings particularly around the design and the material that the submersible was made of, carbon fibre, not really suitable. And a lot of people in the company would have raised this issues around this safety. Some of those were sacked, some of them were just dismissed, some of them just walked away. But it seems like there was a lot of crazy risks taken. This is a company run by a man called Stockton Rush, who died in the accident, you know, among the five people who died. But if he didn't die, the Americans were going to go after him. They were
US Justice Department. Yeah, I know they said that officially they would have prosecuted him for manslaughter.
Exactly. They would have pursued him for manslaughter charges. The US Coast Guard basically would have referred him to the Justice Department in America. It just seems like there was just mad risks taken, improper tests done. They were testing a submarine that was a third of the size of the one that they used. They didn't properly stress test this submersible going down. Remember, it was diving to a depth of 12,500 feet. The immense pressure down there and the depth that they were going down meant that it had to be built of something strong. So the idea that carbon fibre would ever work
was
just out of this world crazy stuff.
I don't know if you've seen any of the documentaries, but the safety system whereby they had microphones in the hull that would listen to it crack, so they would know when the cracks got a bit bad, they should go up. Can't be a methodology by which you go diving to that depth.
It was bonkers stuff. Yeah, there's a very good Netflix documentary on it, just pointing out the whole litany of failures here. So, look, unfortunately, there was a boy died as well, but five people lost their lives in this. But it just seems to be down to hubris, basically, arrogance. Multiple anomalies are highlighted, and it was critically flawed, the whole endeavour.
Finally, we have discovered that Colin Farrell, when he travels the globe, which one assumes he must do a lot, what with being a Hollywood star, he travels with either a toy car or a spare sock.
He's afraid of flying, yeah. Or else he reads a bit of poetry by W.B. Yeats to try and calm himself down. Yeah, but he plays with a toy of any kind, a trinket. It could even be a toy car from one of his kids. And this apparently calms him, but he's, you know, because he's playing, he's in a neo-noir, new one called Sugar. He was in it before. He plays this guy, John Sugar, who's able to learn things very fast. But he said, if there's one thing I could learn or should learn, it would be how to get over this fear of flying.
God, he's chosen an unfortunate career for somebody who has a fear of flying, because I assume it's an absolute fundamental part of the gig.
Yeah, he's got to be moving around all the time. So, you know, it's a constant issue for him to have to deal with.
Charlie, thank you very much. Charlie Weston, personal finance editor with the Irish Independent. And if you want to read more about that Revolut refund, Charlie's piece is in today's Independent and online, independent.ie.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.